Germany says prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany in a coma after falling ill on a flight from suspected poisoning. A German government spokesman said Wednesday that blood sample tests produced unequivocal evidence that Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. Britain responding Wednesday, insisting Russia must explain why a critic of Putin has been poisoned. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said in a statement, it is unacceptable the agent has been used again. The RIA news agency citing a Kremlin spokesman that Germany had not informed it that it believed Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign announced the presidential candidate will travel to the U.S. state of Wisconsin on Thursday, 2 days after President Donald Trump toured the damage left behind by civil unrest in the city of Kenosha. Demonstrations erupted in the city after a white police officer shot Jacob Blake, a black man, 7 times in the back. President Trump met with law enforcement Tuesday, claiming there are anarchists, looters, rioters, and agitators at the protests. The president is trying to make the campaign a referendum on law and order. Meanwhile, Biden plans to hammer President Trump on Wednesday for failing to help keep the nation's schools reopen safely during the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump will deliver remarks on designating the U.S. city of Wilmington, North Carolina, as an American heritage city. This is VOA News. The U.S. will not take part in the World Health Organization's global initiative to manufacture and equally distribute a vaccine for COVID-19. A White House spokesperson said the U.S. will continue to engage the international community to make sure the virus is defeated. However, the country won't be, quote, constrained by multilateral organizations influenced by the corrupt World Health Organization and China. More than 170 countries are in talks to participate in the COVID-19 vaccine's global access facility, dubbed COVAX. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it will organize meetings with independent groups and experts to review data around COVID-19 vaccine candidates and advice. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn made the announcement Wednesday. Hahn's statement comes after President Trump accused members without evidence of a so-called deep state working within the FDA. He said the members were complicating efforts to test COVID-19 vaccines in order to delay results until after the November 3rd presidential election. The FDA last week said it will hold a meeting of its advisory committee to address the general development of COVID-19 vaccines on October 22nd. Mali's ousted president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, was hospitalized in Bamako as of Tuesday evening due to an overdue checkup with his doctor. Reuters citing a source for the report who said the president was a month and a half overdue from his doctor's visit. Keita's hospitalization comes 6 days after he was released from detention by the country's new military leadership. The junta allowed Keita to return home last Thursday in an attempt to create goodwill with regional states who imposed strict sanctions on the country following his overthrow on August 18th. A powerful typhoon is blowing over Japan's southernmost islands. The storm is on course for Japan's main southern island and later the Korean Peninsula. Warnings issued for the area around Okinawa, home to U.S. military bases, said strong gusts could cause some homes to collapse and extremely high tides were a risk as well. The Japanese Meteorological Agency said Typhoon Maisak was expected to later make landfall on Kyushu, Japan's southern main island, bringing strong winds and rain, then hit South Korea by Thursday. Tech stocks pushed the U.S.'s S&P 500 and NASDAQ to record highs at the open on Wednesday. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.